Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple has published its annual best of list for 2018, including top picks for apps, games, music, movies, TV shows, podcasts, and more, based on what shaped entertainment and culture around the world. In the app space, Apple named self-care the best app trend of the year, while Battle Royale-style gaming won Game Trend of the Year. Procreate Pocket earned the top iPhone app slot, and Donut Country won the top iPhone game spot. On the iPad, Apple picks Frogopedia as the iPad app of the year, while Goro Goa wins Best iPad Game. And Pixelmator Pro is Apple's top Mac app pick, with The Gardens Between winning Mac Game of the Year. On the Apple TV, Sweat wins Best App of the Year, and Alto's Odyssey takes Game of the Year. Apple also has a collection for favorite watch apps of the year, without picking a single favorite, and even more picks for top categories in music, movies and TV shows, and podcasts in 2018. And also in the app space, the iPad drawing app Linea Sketch received a nice update today that adds support for the new iPad Pros and the new double tap gesture on the new Apple Pencil. Linea Sketch also adds new fill and blending tools and the ability to customize what your finger does on the screen when drawing with Apple Pencil. And Apple updated its iOS 12 adoption numbers for the month of December today, showing that 70% of active devices are now running iOS 12. That's up 10 points since the start of October, and ahead of iOS 11 around the same time a year ago. That may be due to a focus on improving performance and stability with iOS 12, or releasing features like Group FaceTime in iOS 12.1, not to mention the battery and performance issues that plagued iOS 11's reputation last year. And if you're looking to turn your photos into prints as gifts for the holidays this year, Apple's print photo services won't be an option for the first time. But Photos does integrate with several plugins that similarly let you order photo books, calendars, and cards from your Mac. We've also got recommendations that work with iOS and Apple Pay, so check that out for print photo gift ideas. And Michael Stieber has published a deep dive look at the forgotten world of temporary Apple stores over the years. The stores Apple has temporarily opened and operated during renovations or construction. The list is actually much longer than you'd probably guess, and even includes the Fifth Avenue Apple Store in New York City for now, as the iconic cube appears to be behind schedule for reopening. The piece also includes some really impressive graphics created on the iPad Pro, so check it out. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily, an Apple Podcast or Overcast, to receive new updates throughout the week.